Probably going to go to the co-op, I reckon. But other than that, nothing happening. Are you driving around at work, are you? Back to you.
Yeah, I was, mate, yeah. I've come to my second job. Now I'm in, even though there are afternoon appointments. I can activate remotely anyway. Work's going to be done, so I'm on lunch at the moment. This one, if MDU, the customer don't want it done at the moment, she's ill, so yeah, I might have to pick up another job. So, yeah. I'm just on lunch at the moment, outside the tower blocks, over.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Steve. Whereabouts are you at the moment? I wonder where you're working. I don't know if I said it, but I'm in Cambridge today. I left early. I got to the office about, it's at 7:15. So I'm going to be leaving early, but because I got up a lot earlier than usual, I'm really hungry. I'm not normally this hungry this early. Back to you, Steve.
You sure you ain't pregnant? Maybe a pregnant, you don't know about it, you know. I'm like that, mate. My wife's been waking me up like halfway through the night because she's getting like pregnancy hunger and stuff. And she's been waking up on halfway through the night, so I'm being woken up to left and centre. I was actually at the door at 6:30 this morning because this van needed charging, so went and done that, went asleep for 45 minutes while it was charged. And woke up and went to my first job for that done. Seem to be charging up first thing in the morning at the moment because don't have the time. Too much home life going on as well. So that's all I'm up to, mate. I'm on lunch at the moment and just chilling out, chillaxing. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Steve. I've just popped into the shop actually. I know the reception can be a bit. So I'm not sure. Are you still getting me, by the way?
Yeah, I'm getting you, mate. Yeah, I'm getting you. Yeah, I'm in Chatham. I'm not too far from where I live actually. So that's what you asked whereabouts I was. I've just spoken to obviously I know the caretaker for these tower blocks. I've just actually spoken to the caretaker about putting a repeater up here. I've just sat here, had a discussion and showed him all about, the Ofcom and stuff like that. He said he wouldn't mind me doing it actually, to be fair. These are level 4 tower blocks as well, so it would actually do good up here, but I'd have to ring up MHS and get permission off them, but the caretaker's happy for me to do it, over.
Permission as well, over.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Steve, well, if you can get a spot on a, top of a tall building, that would be decent. You'd have to get yourself insurance though. I'm sure they'd want insurance, which you can get, it's not too difficult. I think there's a brake station there, I didn't quite hear what you said. Do you want to go ahead to the brake station, G4ZWH?
6GYZ to Mobile. Yeah, just to confirm, you will need planning permission for that as well. And because it's on a multiple occupancy, so you will have to have a planning permission to have any antennas fitted up. Especially the height as well. Just to know. Anyway, good morning to you both, 6GYZ. I'm just going to go back to monitoring. I am monitoring another frequency at this moment. I've just heard the putting a repeater on the block of flats. Back around to you, Rob, 6GYZ.
Good afternoon. The time is 12:30 p.m.
Weather conditions: light. Drizzle. Temperature: 14 degrees.
That's a bit random. Yeah, okay, Dave. I'll just try and let that clear and I'll be back in a second.
Mate, SGG. Oh yeah, I know I'll be able to do that, but the thing is, if I can get the repeaters away from my my house, that's even better. Or even build a separate repeater to go up here. But this would, well then again, there wouldn't be no point in me having two repeaters, would there? One on top of the tower blocks and one at my home. I'll just chuck them all up here, the OPRS.
I've got a bunch of information on how I've got bunking permission, or no problem. If it's your in a multiple occupancy building, it's a different ball game altogether. These contacts are your local authority on. I've actually got some, I've actually got some contacts with the council. Or no problem. I've actually got some, 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 I've actually
No problem.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Dave,
Bob.
This is still there. It's probably because you're mobile. I think you might have collided with Steve a bit there. But yeah, okay, on the planning commission, I'm sure it will be needed, but not everyone does it, and not everyone will notice, you know what I mean? But yeah, good luck, Steve. If you can get something like that, that would be very good. It'd be similar to the one over in East London, the Rumford one. That's on top of a block of flats, I think, isn't it? But I guess it'd be quite hard. I don't know how they'd get power and everything else there. Is there stuff already up there, Steve, over?
Yeah, Roger. Well, I've got a 4G modem and everything that can go up there. I don't even have to pay for a SIM card, so that would be an issue. I've got RG213, which I could use, so that's not an issue either.
Oh boy, there's a long list of things that I don't know how to do. I think I would like to have the skill of a CW. I just can't get it in my head. And, of course, that would come along with my extra license as well. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. 7-3.
Good. Thank you. And Ron, M0XRG.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this one. Some really good ones out there. We got Windows gonna save the world, which is cool. I don't have room for a piano. Can't afford an airplane, so I think I just want to learn CW at this point. So yeah, put me down for fluent CW if we're going to wake up versus just do it all over again. And OXRG, back to you.
CW it is, right? I thought CW would be a bigger hit than it is here this morning, but we'll have to see as we go on through the morning. Let's go to Gary, Woodhaven, Michigan, N8ZFH. Good morning, Gary. This is Dick, WB2JP. Go.
Good morning, Dick, Vicky, and the crew. And for me, it would be multiple foreign languages. I would like to do that, but I'm going to sneak in a close second. Welding. I would like to pick up that skill. N8ZFH backing up. Hope everybody has a great day.
All right, we got you down for language, Gary. Thanks for stopping by. Good morning to Joel, KC2GRN.
Good morning, Dick and Vicky and everyone on the morning brew, KC2GRN. My skill, I think, would be I'd like to be a pilot. I think that would be a good thing at this time in life. Anyway, balmy 38 degrees here on Long Island, slightly overcast, but hopefully it'll get a little warmer as the week goes on. KC2GRN back to this.
Wow, I just looked at my temperature, Gusser, and it says 32. I didn't think it was that cold, but it is 32 here south of Buffalo. Thank you. Let's go up to Dunville, Ontario. Good morning, Bill. DA3YBS.
Good morning, Dick and Vicki and everybody else on the Brew Crew. What an appropriate question for me today. I would love to learn another language, a second language. We are leaving tomorrow for 2 weeks in Portugal, and being able to speak more than a half a dozen words that I already know would be wonderful. So my answer to the question is language. And while we're away, I am going to try and check in via Echolink. I've installed the app on my phone, and I'll give it a try on the Morning Brew next week. This is VA3YBS. Back to you, Dick.
Sure, we'll be looking for you, Bill. I don't remember what the prefix for that country is, but probably. Good morning to Chip, K8YDR.
K8YDR here. Good morning, everyone on the Brew Crew. If I could play music with both hands, I would learn how to play the guitar and I'd learn how to play the piano. But those two instruments just elude me because I can't. I can't do two different things with both hands. So on our way up to 46 here, we're going to melt the snow here in southeastern Michigan. K8YDR, back to net control.
Another one for music. Good morning to Mark, K0CKV.
Morning, Dick, Vicki, rest of the Brew Crew. It would be playing guitar. I used to be able to do that 58 years ago, but college and women got in the way. Everybody have a nice Wednesday. N0CKV, back to net.
Thank you, Mark. Sorry for putting a changing your call sign to a K, but you know who you are. Jeff, Rochester Hill. Good morning, Jeff. K-E-8-S-M-M.
Good morning, Dick, Vicki, everyone on the Brew. This is K-E-8-S-M-N. Oh, boy, tough choice. Put me down for master mechanic so I could work on my own vehicles. IT would be a close second so I could work on my computer. K-E-8-S-M-N, back to net.
Vicki put you down for a mechanic. Good morning, Jeff. Randy, one of our hardworking guys behind the scene. Thanks for all you do for ECR, Randy. Can't wait to hear your answer. W2RBC, good morning.
Good morning, Dick, Vicki, and everyone on the Morning Brew. The one skill that I would really like to get would be to play a musical instrument. I have no musical skills whatsoever. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, another one for, maybe we could make a BCR band, huh? Another one for music. Last one on this list is Richard. N4RSM, good morning.
Good Brew Crew. I've always wanted to have skills for machining, like a machine shop, lathes and mills and things like that.
Well, machining it is, Richard. From South Carolina. Good morning. Let's take some radio check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Twice and slowly. This is Dick, WB2JPQ, along with Vicki, K8VKY.
Alpha, CJM Mobile, W2, CJM Mobile, Whiskey Mobile. W4, VDX, Whiskey 4, Victor, Delta, X-ray.
T1, Mike, Charlie,
X-ray, K1,
W2,
CJM Mobile. Delta, Foxtrot, Kilo 4, Whiskey
KD2IWM, KD2IWM.
Kilo Juliet 5, Delta X-ray Bravo. Kilo Juliet 5, Delta X-ray Bravo.
Connect 4, Z India Hotel. Kilo.